Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Mike Jones. I cannot wait for Monday because WWE is back in DC. Monday Night Raw at Capital One Arena for the first time in a couple years. And one of the superstars we're going to see is the 24/7 champion, Dana Brooke. Dana, good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Dana, 24/7 champion. You've had some of the best segments on Raw over the last couple months. How does it feel like? I remember when Mick Foley first brought out the 24/7 championship, introduced it, and okay, this is for the male superstars, but nobody ever said it couldn't be for the females too. And now you get to represent being the 24/7 champion for both genders. That's pretty cool.
It means everything to me. And I, saw an opportunity and I capitalized on it because I did also want to show and prove to women all around the world that we can do everything men can do as well. And it just meant everything to me to represent this title. And, I try and live my life like a champion every single day. So it suits me well. And I always try and tell other people that you're a champion from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. So it's not only for me, but it's everyone out there as well, too. I try and motivate and inspire everybody, just the same. And like you said, it's been quite an entertaining almost actually 1 year of me holding the 24/7 title, to getting married, to trying to get divorced, to my wedding being completely interrupted with mayhem and, our truth still trying to find his baby and getting it back. So it's been quite a challenging job as well.
And Dana, I'll tell you, one of the things I really love about the 24/7 championship, it's not just we're going to do a match in the ring, which, we love to see. That's why we watch WWE. But also, that can happen backstage in an airport, on an airplane. I mean, we've seen the title defended and won and lost all over the place. So it makes it really interesting. And that has to keep you on your toes all the time because you never know what you're going to get, what's going to be happening at Raw anytime.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. It's really like I have to keep my head on a swivel at all times. If I'm at a basketball game or a football game and I see a referee, I'm like, oh, gosh, here they come. They're after me. You just never know. In airports, I'm there all the time. I travel all the time. Going through TSA, your bag goes through TSA and the x-ray machine. I see my bag get pulled aside. I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go again. And, the TSA agents know who WWE wrestlers are all the time too. So they pull my bag. They're like, oh, what's this? I'm like, don't you even think about it, buddy. So it's definitely something. And it is, it's an amazing feeling too, that you can defend it any place at any time. Whereas any other, WWE championships, they have to be defended in the ring. But with that being said, I've had amazing matches to defend my title in the ring too. So I'm living the best of both worlds. So it's quite the honor.
Dana, do you ever have, I'm sure all the time, you guys travel a lot, you have a lot of time between towns and on planes and in cars and everything. Do you come up with crazy ideas like, where can we do this with the title? Maybe what if we did this? I'm sure you come up with a ton of ideas that you have for down the road,
gosh,
and everything.
Yes, most definitely. When I'm driving, most definitely from town to town is where I become very creative, and I love coming up with ideas. I love coming up with plans, especially too. I know with the 24/7 title, it can be anybody. So I've often, thought about different celebrities that, maybe can challenge me. So it's really fun being creative and being able to have that leeway where, it could be anybody. It can be an NBA player. It can be, a politician. It can be a movie star. It doesn't matter. All they have to know is how to pin. And I'm sure, most people, if they really want to, they'll figure it out.
Well, I would say we're going to see a 24/7 title defense this Monday at Raw back in D.C. Not sure. It could happen. It might not. But we'll definitely see Dana Brooke and all the superstars. Raw's coming back for the first time in 2 years. So I want to remind everyone, you can get your tickets starting at just $20 at Ticketmaster.com. Now, Dana, let's talk about another piece of hardware you tried for this past Monday. You were home in Cleveland. Unfortunately, you and Tamina didn't get the win. Io Sky and Dakota Kai. You guys had a great match, but just came up a little short on that.
Yes, it was an amazing opportunity. You know, even though things didn't fall my way, it doesn't mean that I can't go back, you know, for another shot in the future. It would be awesome to be a double champion. And with that being said, it's great that, you know, Tamina and I put our differences aside and came together for a common goal. I thought that was truly amazing. Tamina has been an amazing, amazing competitor. Like I said on Monday, she was one of my biggest challengers and still is. But being able to be alongside of her meant everything to me. I don't want to take anything away from Io and Dakota. They're truly amazing, and it was great to share the ring with them. And they brought everything out in me, which felt great, because wrestling in my hometown, one, was amazing, and two, being able to go out there and actually have some time to perform and show what I'm capable of was, you know, a win in itself.
How do you feel, Dana, when you see Io and Dakota coming back to WWE and finally coming up to the main roster, like seeing these women, and you know they've done great things in NXT. How do you feel about them now being with you and all the other females on the main roster now?
It's an amazing feeling to see how, you know, never giving up is really paying off, right? Because they never gave up, even though, you know, Dakota went her separate ways. She never gave up. She always believed in what she was capable of in. And now she is here on Monday Night Raw showing that she never gave up in what she's capable. With Io, it's amazing to see what she accomplished in NXT. Being here too is amazing. Again, I'm not really fond of their attitude. I will, you know, put it out there. Being alongside of Bayley and, you know, coming in and facing Bianca and Becky at SummerSlam, I was just like, whoa, that, you know, that's blunt. So it's amazing to see that these women are going out there and showing what they're capable of. But again, too, you know, having them come in with that attitude, I was like, listen here, guys. And when Io was like, I don't like you on Monday, I was like, what do you mean? You don't even know me. How don't you like me? You know? So, yeah, definitely. We'll see. I'm sure we'll be able to face off again in the ring one day again.
Absolutely. No, far from over. That was just the first match of, I'm sure, many that you're going to have with Io and Dakota. And what about some other faces that have shown up, Dana? We saw Karrion Kross the other night on SmackDown. Surprise return there. Dexter Lumis crashing, literally crashing the party in your hometown in Cleveland the other night. So, I mean, we're seeing a lot of people. So this is really cool with all these new faces getting into the mix here with WWE.
It is super exciting. And one thing that I love about Triple H too is he always gives people an opportunity, right? So with, you know, Karrion Kross back when he was on the roster before, you know, he was never really given that opportunity. So I feel as though now is his time to shine, and we'll see what he's capable of. So it's really amazing that Triple H is giving these people these opportunities and giving them the time to shine. Which I think is super fun and exciting. It brings an element of excitement to the show because you want to tune in to see what's going to happen. And I'm sure many, many more returns are on its way.
100%. And who knows? Like I said, we'll see what happens with you in the 24/7 championship this Monday at Raw back in D.C. If we have some other new friends showing up, some old faces returning. So everyone make sure to get your tickets at Ticketmaster for Raw at Capital One Arena. Dana, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, because I always see on WWE socials, on your Instagram and Twitter and everything, I always see you're doing a lot of charity stuff with Be a Star and helping out in the community too. And I wanted to say that's really awesome, and I wanted you to talk about some of that stuff for just a second and how much that means to you and the other superstars doing that, being involved like that.
No, it truly is amazing, and I want to say thank you for, you know, seeing that we do that. WWE is not only in the ring, it's all around the world and helping others, and that's such a passion of mine, because when I was a little girl and I would always look up to other people, you know, I would try and write a letter or do something, you know, to ask them a question, and I never would get a response. And I always remember how that felt. So being able to work with the Boys and Girls Club around the world and do that, you know, Don't Be a Bully, Be a Star rally really means everything to me, because, you know, the kids are the future of the generations to come. And if we're instilling positive morals and values, this world is going to be a better place. Same thing with Special Olympics. Those children are just super excited to just see us, and their faces light up. But little do they know, they motivate me to go out there and perform and keep on going, because I know there's so many other people on the other side of the camera that I don't have an opportunity to meet that are smiling just as big. So it's everything to us. Me personally, it's a passion of mine. I can speak for many other WWE superstars that love doing it as well. And WWE gives us that platform and that opportunity to do so. So I appreciate WWE just as much.
Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of everyone that you've touched doing stuff like that, Dana, because I know you guys have limited time, but to make that time during your day, you know, to lose sleep, maybe to have to take a later flight, to miss some time at home, but to do that means so much. So thank you for that. Dana Brooke, 24/7 champion. We'll see if she defends the title. She might not know if she will or not, but we'll see on Monday at Raw in DC.
DJ, get your tickets. Mike, better not come after me for that.
You got no worries, Dana. I'm not jumping the guardrail, I promise. Everyone, get your tickets, and don't jump Dana Brooke either. Just watch what goes on. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster for Raw on Monday at Capital One Arena.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.